tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above.
So let's talk about dentists then, and the fact that more children are having to go to hospital rather than their dentist to have these multiple extractions done. They're blaming what they're calling an oral health crisis on the excessive consumption of sugary food and drinks. Izzy Seacombe from the local government association says these figures are really alarming.
It's a massive cost to the NHS, and, you know, putting young children through anaesthetics, which is unnecessary for them, and really we shouldn't be doing this. There is always risk with anaesthetics, and frankly, that isn't something that anyone would do lightly.
And Claire Stevens, who's a consultant in paediatric dentistry, says the government needs a long-term strategy.
It's unacceptable that in the 21st century we are taking out teeth for children at the age of two. I don't think it's a simple solution. I don't think it's a case of the sugar tax, although it's a welcome introduction of the sugar level on high sugar drinks. It's not going to improve the children's oral health that we have overnight.
Well, awareness of the dangers of excessive sugar consumption is now increasing. The government is introducing the so-called sugar tax on fizzy drinks. These parents say they're trying really hard to cut down on their children's sugar intake.
Very difficult, because it's cheaper to buy sweets than it is out healthy. It costs more to buy a bottle of water than it does a bottle of pop.
It's very difficult, but we try to keep them off of full sugar drinks.
Mine's never been that bothered about juice or fizzy pops, but...
Mine is. He likes to. He likes to go to chop every night, but it's that thing again, all kids, other kids do as well, don't they?
That sugar app? I've got that on my phone. So that helps a lot of people.
Well, Dr. Ben Atkins is a dentist and one of the trustees of the Oral Health Foundation. Ben, good morning. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
How bad is it?
It is bad because children having teeth taken out under general anaesthetic should not happen. It's a totally preventable disease, and it's focusing on sugar, basically.
But you see, I was born in the 60s, consumed lots of sugary drinks, and yet I still have most of my teeth.
Yes.
So how do you explain that?
They're your adult teeth. So this is, we're talking about a lot of young children having their baby teeth taken out to start off with. So then their adult teeth will come in, and then that's the next stage to worry about, is the adult teeth. So if you think you, like me, are part of the heavy metal generation, lots of metal, I don't know about your teeth, obviously, but lots of metal fillings.
Yeah, I've got lots of fillings, I'll give you that.
But we didn't have fluoride toothpaste. So until the 70s, that's when fluoride toothpaste really became the mainstream, and that's massively changed. So, yes, also you've got to realise historically, we used to have general anaesthetics in dental practices, and that's stopped now. So they're more focused in hospitals, in hospital settings. So it's a big picture. The general health of the population or of the teeth is improving. But we've still got these pockets of society where we've got a really high decay rate. And that's usually associated with cheap sugar, like one of your interviewees said. It's cheaper to buy sweets than it is to buy fruit, which is ridiculous.
But if a child is brushing the teeth twice a day, then surely that gets rid of the problem.
No, it doesn't, because that's one of the jobs. Brushing your teeth twice a day for 2 minutes with adult fluoride toothpaste is brilliant for people doing that. Some people aren't. Some people brush them once a day. So I get some patients in saying, well, I don't really brush my children's teeth because I didn't think I had to. So there's still a big education for our patients to learn just to brush the teeth twice a day.
So who do they think is brushing their kids' teeth then?
They don't. They know they're not. It's not happening.
So they're just pretending that the problem will go away?
It's often naivety. It's often thinking it's getting rid of... I actually think it's neglect, to be perfectly honest. It's a simple thing we do these days, to brush our teeth twice a day. The other problem is frequency of sugar. It's having sugar constantly in our mouth all the time. If you take my brother and myself, for example, when we were kids, my brother was the little boy who was... He ate all his sweets at once and then decided to start eating mine. I was the boy who made a good little boy, made my little sweets last all day, but I had a constant sugar solution in my mouth. I've got the fillings, my brother hasn't.
And when you talk about sugar, are you including fruit in this?
No. Whole fruit is brilliant, because what's happened is the sugar is locked inside the cells of the fruit. As soon as you put it through a blender, you break those cells down, and you free all the sugar inside it. So these are smoothies, and a smoothie can have as much drink as a fizzy drink, as much sugar in as a fizzy drink.
So smoothies are bad?
Smoothies, for teeth, yes, they are bad.
So we should stop drinking them then, or what's the alternative then?
Have them at meal times. Just to have them at meal times, and that's it.
So let's talk about brushing, just briefly then. How often should we be brushing our teeth, and when?
Brush your teeth twice for 2 minutes a day. Once when you get up, and another time throughout the day. You're getting the fluoride into your mouth then, and that's brilliant. It makes such a massive difference.
Okay, good to talk to you, Ben. Thank you very much.
There is one last thing.
Go on.
After you've brushed your teeth, do not rinse with water.
Oh.
Because you're then rinsing all the fluoride in, you've just put into your mouth your toothbrushing.
Right, so just let the toothpaste hang in your mouth.
Absolutely, just spit out, jobs are good. Some people don't like doing that, so that's what I would advise you for your fluoride mouth rinse, because you rinse it out, you've still got that rinsing psyche.
But the toothpaste carries on doing its job whilst
Absolutely.
You leave it in your mouth.
It can reduce decay by as much as 30% just by doing that.
Okay, Ben, thank you very much. We're talking about teeth, kids' teeth in particular, but we're also talking about the availability of dentists as well. 01642 225 211. If you're texting, we'll read out your thoughts in a bit.